This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready. Join them. Go check them out, then join them. I think you may want it. secondcalldefense.org. I'll be checking here in the next segment just to see what the latest is on what's going on in Nice. In the meantime, though, the old adage goes something like this. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The reality-based fossil fuel version states, fuel me for 150 years, fuel me forever, or at least until creative entrepreneurial shifts and spirits can devise reliable, affordable alternatives. 2016 Democratic Party would change this adage to read, fuel me for 150 years, fuel me never again. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want to regulate drilling and fracking into oblivion or ban them outright. Clinton has said that she's going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. The draft Democrat Party platform supports a phase down of fossil fuel production on public lands, turning those lands into engines of the clean energy economy, getting 50% of U.S. electricity from clean sources by 2027, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 80% below 2005 levels by 2050. The big green, bigger government, Democratic ideology represents destructive madness. This would be the thing that takes us over the edge, because this would be such an economic disaster. Number one, oil, natural gas, and coal replace human and animal muscle, wood, water wheels, and whale oil. They provided the energy that lifted billions from abject poverty, disease, malnutrition, and early death to the amazing living standard and longevity that we enjoy today. Still providing over 80% of America's and the world's energy, and the vast majority of nations are burning them in ever-increasing amounts to power their own health and economic transformations. Even wealthy developed countries are re-examining punitive climate and renewable energy policies to embrace fossil fuels anew. Then there's the fears that we will run out of oil and gas, which are completely unfounded. In 1945, the Institute for Energy Research reports the USA had 20 billion barrels of oil reserves. Between 1945 and 2014, we consumed 177 billion barrels and still had 40 billion barrels of proven reserves left in the ground. It's the same story with iron, copper, aluminum, titanium, and other vital raw materials. The more we use, the more we have. Thanks to constantly improving exploration, production, and other technologies driven by rising demand and prices, conceived and built by mankind's increasingly creative genius, which is our ultimate resource. A fact is that we're still blessed with centuries of fossil fuels. Oslo-based Rystad Energy Consulting calculates, the United States has 264 billion barrels of technologically and economically recoverable oil, 8 billion more than Russia, and 52 billion more than Saudi Arabia. OPEC, my eye. Based on current consumption rates, IER and EIA, data shows that U.S. proven reserves, recoverable at today's prices, total 5 years of oil, 13 years of natural gas, and 319 years of coal. As prices rise and technologies improve, technically recoverable figures soar to 206 years of oil, 83 years of gas, and 597 years of coal. That means we have enough oil to keep driving the same car that we have right now till 2222. Yeah. In-place total resource estimates send these calculations to an astronomical 536 years for oil, 510 years for gas, and 12,849 years for coal, respectively. According to economist Steve Moore, this amazing abundance can translate into 6 million new jobs and $1 trillion a year in energy exports. $1 trillion a year. America's non-environmentally sensitive western public lands could hold $50 trillion in energy resources, which new pipelines, refineries, liquefied natural gas terminals could bring to the world, unleashing incredible job and economic growth. However, Pantsuit and the Democrats oppose these facilities and want the resources to be locked up. They've got to create a problem where there's no problem. This is snatching victory or defeat from the We'd be snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. No, snatching defeat from the jaws. It'd be a mess up. I don't even know how to put it. I'm so stymied by this. Their policies would be disastrous, especially for Western states. They return into playgrounds for the very rich. And for our manufacturing heartland, a University of Colorado Lead School of Business study projects that eliminating 75 to 80% of hydraulic fracturing for oil and gas in the Centennial State would cost $11 billion per year and 62,000 jobs by 2030. Now, all these things that they talk about shutting down and all these jobs they talk about going away, they never talk about what they're going to replace it with. Renewable energy doesn't work. It's not a mature technology yet. Widespread wind and solar facilities have monumental impacts. Industrial data reveal that getting 50% of U.S. electricity from wind would require some 465,000 turbines and 48,000 miles of new transmission lines across croplands and wildlife habitats equal to North Dakota. And that's 45 million acres and 675 million tons of concrete, steel, copper, and fiberglass and rare earth metals. They would impair human health and kill millions of birds and bats annually. That sounds like the apocalypse to me. And then we would still need backup coal or gas generators unless we were willing to have only minimally expensive, constantly interrupted electricity when it is available rather than sufficient, affordable, dependable power. They want to regress. Every one of these clean, green, sustainable, renewable energy edicts and fantasies is based on assertions that fossil fuels emit greenhouse gases and they're causing dangerous man-made climate change. But you know who's in charge of climate change, don't you? That would be the Earth. The Earth has been changing climate forever. I mean, where it's hot it's hot one generation here, then it's hot another generation. It's cooler where it used to be. I mean, it just happens that way. If you want to make America great again, put America to work. $1 trillion a year. It was estimated in 2012 that there's $187 trillion worth of resources in the United States. $187 trillion. Now, doesn't that sound like a big party of a mature technology that we've been using up to this point, and it's just getting better and better and better? But no, we got to have some solar farms. That's okay. We'll be right back.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Go there. Join him today. Join him today. Latest update on what's happening in Nice. They're now saying a large truck loaded with guns and hand grenades was what drove through a crowd of people who had gathered for a Bastille Day fireworks show, killing at least 70 people, although I'm hearing numbers like 73, and injuring 100 more in an apparent terror attack. I don't know how they're saying this, but they're saying that the regional president has confirmed that it's at least 70 people, which that's not a confirmation. French Interior Ministry spokesman Pierre-Henri Brandet said the truck driver had been neutralized, and an investigation would confirm whether he had acted alone. Local media reported that the probe was being led by anti-terrorism police. A local government official told Fox News the truck was driving at full speed when it hit the crowd. A journalist at the local Nice Matin newspaper said the fireworks display was over and the crowd was getting up to leave when they heard a loud noise and screams. All right, I have to ask this question. Why would a terrorist driving a truck loaded with guns and hand grenades decide to use the truck as the weapon, knowing he's going to lose the cargo? See, this is not this single players, bad actors, singular bad actors like this that are driving something like this. If it, and, you know, I don't know the numbers on this, but they're saying it was loaded with guns and hand grenades, okay? So, without, was it a truckload? Was it three crates? What was it? But still, this is obviously some, there's more to this than meets the eye. And that's the other question. Nobody said anything about this. Who was this guy that got out of the truck and started exchanging gunfire with local police? Was he one of those Asian guys of Middle Eastern descent, perhaps? Syrian, Afghani, Iranian, Iraqi, Saudi, Turkish? What was he? Was he one of those guys? Or was he French? Was this some Pierre that got out there and said that I am tired of this place? There's more to this than meets the eye. I do not understand why that much ordnance would be in the back of a truck, and then we decide to turn the truck into the weapon. I don't get that. I really don't. After everybody started screaming and everything, that's when an enormous white truck came along at a crazy speed, turning the wheel to mow down the maximum number of people. The witness said, I saw bodies flying like bowling pins along its route, heard noises, cries that I will never forget. Aleman said people took shelter at a nearby restaurant where he continued to hear people shouting for missing family members. He ventured out and saw bodies, blood, and body parts all along the road. It was the horror. A witness, Wasim Bolel, told the Associated Press he saw the truck drive into the crowd, then witnessed the driver emerge with a gun and start shooting. He said there was carnage on the road, bodies everywhere. The local president, or the regional president, Strozzi, confirmed to BFM TV that the driver fired on the crowd before being killed by police. Nice's public prosecutor told reporters early Friday that bodies of the victims were scattered for over a mile along the Promenade des Anglais, a major thoroughfare along the Mediterranean Sea. Sebastian Humbert, a regional police prefect, told the BFM TV the truck traveled over a long distance, which explains the extremely high toll. No immediate claim of responsibility. That will come soon. But France is a target. They have been a target. A U.S. official has told Fox News that the attack was in line with ISIS, which has become increasingly brazen in its attacks, which come as it comes under increasing military pressure in Iraq and Syria. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama said he condemned what appears to be a horrific terrorist attack in the strongest terms. He said, on this Bastille Day, We're reminded of the extraordinary resilience and democratic values that made France an inspiration to the entire world. And we know the character of the French Republic will endure long after this devastating and tragic loss of life. You know how I know? How narcissistic Barack Obama is, because he's got a comment on everything. Everything. The attack happened at around 10:30 local time. A witness identified only as Chloe told Prince TV Info, "We heard gunfire a lot. The crowd came to us and told us to run. We went into a tapas bar and hid in the bathroom for half an hour. We went out and again we heard people running and saying, 'Truck, truck,' so we hid in the bathroom for an hour. The manager took us out the back door when I came home." So was there like shooting going on prior to the truck or what? Bastille Day. I'm being asked in the chat room if it's a rental truck. The truck is a typical French, well, not European cab over. And it's white. It has no markings whatsoever. But it's a cab over. Which I used to own a cab over truck a long time ago. And it may be a rental truck, I don't know. It is not a tractor trailer. At all. So, but it's big enough to kill a bunch of people. And the front end of the truck, now the thing about, if you're going to attack a crowd with the tip end of your truck, you're right there with it when it's going through the crowd. So that's not the smartest thing you could have done, but hey, you know what? it's pretty bad one way or the other. Here we have a picture of a cop running to the scene with a handgun. Going to fight a truck with a handgun. France, tool up, people. Please, please, pretty please, would you tool up? I've got a picture here of the front of the web of the front of the truck. It is peppered with rounds. It took a bunch of rounds. Cops trying to, it was very. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online Degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Join me. There's one place that if I could go in the world right now today, I don't care if if I have to go without carrying a gun, it used to be that I would have said, not a problem. Occasionally, karma will visit us. And when it does, sometimes it has very wry sense of humor. Well, let me rephrase. Okay, let me think about how to put this. I think the Ocean series of movies with George Clooney in them is a pretty good series of movies. That's really the only role he should be playing. Clooney is an activist. He is very much an activist. His wife is Amal. She is a human rights lawyer. Clooney... One of the things about the Ocean's movies, I believe one of the houses on Lake Como where they filmed was his. and he likes Lake Como. Lake Como is beautiful. I've never been to Lake Como. I've just seen pictures of it. Love to go there. people like Clooney and a multitude of other Hollywood A-listers, which include Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and pop superstar Madonna, they have places on Lake Como because it's beautiful. But Switzerland has clamped down on immigrants entering the country from Italy. And now at Lake Como, you know, the chic resort where the beautiful people are hanging out, that is now becoming a Somali refugee settlement. Now the wealthy neighbors in the alpine beauty spot of Lake Como say their Italian picturesque place is being ruined by the influx of hundreds of migrants at a makeshift camp right there on their doorstep. Lake Como is, go look it up. I mean, it's beautiful. It is absolutely just gorgeous. But now it's becoming Minneapolis. A bunch of Somalis are now stuck in Lake Como because Switzerland has closed the border. And they are sleeping in camps near the railway station. And if you look at pictures of the camps, this is squalor being developed right there. Como local authority held a referendum to decide on whether to build a permanent camp, which was rejected by the wealthy residents. So now the refugees who have moved up from Italy are forced to sleep in the rough. San Giovanni Station is within a rock's throw distance of Lake Como. It essentially is in Lake Como. Ah, God, gee. On Lake Como, in Laglio, that is where Clooney's house is, valued at 7.5 million euros, or about $10 million. A Solo Comacino, where Princess Margaret, Kirk Douglas, Barbara Streisand, Elton John, they've all dined there. Richard Branson is rumored to have a house on Leno. The Via d'Estete Hotel charges up to 2,000 euros a night with previous guests, including President Kennedy, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen. And right down from all of there's Maltrazio, which was once the home of Donatella Versace. And then there the migrants are right there at the very southern tip of this beautiful lake. And guess what the Italians of Lake Como are saying? They're saying, Italy has enough problems without trying to solve the problems of the world. We should not have to deal with these people on our own. Europe, the EU, does nothing to help us. No, they make us, me, my family, and other Italian families, pay for them. This is coming from housewife Federica, 55 years old. A small number of immigrants is not a problem, but now there are so many. You see them arriving at the San Giovanni station. They're not poor, hungry refugees, but they are big and strong. People here in Como don't like them. There's simply too many of them. Tour guide Denise, 67 years old, agreed, or added, immigration here in Italy is a problem, a big problem because of the huge numbers who are arriving all the time. Santi, 26, said, it's good for Switzerland that they have closed the border to migrants, but it is bad for Italy. We simply don't have the resources to deal with all these new people. We have a lot of problems of our own. It's a very complex situation. Welcome to the world. Financial consultant Emilio, 52, added, immigration is a big problem. I don't want lots of immigrants coming to Como. This will affect our jobs, our resources, and the character of our town. No kidding. No kidding. Clooney spends 4 months a year on his lakeside 30-room Via Oleandra, which he bought in 2002. And that's where he took Amal Clooney the first, when they went on their honeymoon. In the picturesque village of Laglio, where he keeps an impressive wine cellar and tours the lake on a motor launch. And Ocean's 12 was filmed Villa Oleandra and actors Emily Blunt and John Krasinski were married on the grounds. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie come by to hang out from time to time. Matt Bellamy, frontman of the band Muse, who had his own villa along the shore, often pops in. Now, it seems like the area is permanently in danger. As they're about to come, Minneapolis. Do you remember when I told you about Linden Hills in Minneapolis? And Lake Calhoun? It's interesting, the lake thing. It's interesting to me about the lake thing. These immigrants will be housed in hostels or hotels throughout the city. They receive a €75 a month subsistence allowance while the demand is processed. And now the cobbled streets of Como's old town are overrun by young Somalis hawking umbrellas, flowers, and other goods. Africans sleep in the parks, and North Africans chatter on their mobile phones. This is a big change. This is a gigantic change. And, you know, when it happens to the beautiful people, well, karma always is going to come a calling, whatever you want to call it, however you want to phrase it. I use karma because it's so economical to say it. So economical to say it. Coming up on the last break of the show when we get back, everybody in the United States wants the United States to be a peaceful nation. Everybody. Without any exceptions. Except some bad people, but there's not that many of them. We'll be talking about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, last time on Firing Line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. If you're carrying a gun in self-defense, join them. It only makes sense. Now, latest numbers are indicating 75 killed and 50 injured, although that's going to change 20, 30 times between now and then. So suffice to say, this is a horrific event. And, you know, there's lots of ways to kill people when you're intent upon killing people. Terrorists know this. So, coming from the desk of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, looking at the way America is today, you know, what was happening in Dallas was a peaceful demonstration. And there you had one hateful, violent person that shattered that peace. That person ignored the rights of those demonstrating and the police officers and everyone else involved to carry out a heinous crime against society. Police officers who were there and quickly responded were heroic. And they're heroic every day, no matter what the call, no matter how dangerous the situation. Those who are willing to live their lives every day for the well-being of our communities should always be looked upon with respect and thankfulness, even more when they get their lives in that service. It is unfortunate that in America, where intent and motive and the mind is the weapon, politicians immediately attack the tools used in the crime. It is patently un-American when they belittle the right to keep and bear arms because the right didn't somehow stop this terrible, unlawful act before it started. Law-abiding Americans realize that the exercise of our rights should not interfere with the appropriate exercise of others' rights. Freedom does not guarantee that we will all live happily ever after without pain or discomfort in our lives. Freedom does provide opportunities to live as each of us wish to live and to make our own choices. And sometimes people make a very bad choice, like the shooter in Dallas. You cannot simply attack law-abiding Americans' rights because one person or even many people abuse that right. The focus needs to be on those abusing the right and not the millions of Americans who peacefully and lawfully exercise the right to keep and bear arms. I do believe that everybody in the United States today wants peace, wants to live peacefully, wants solace, wants quiet. Even deranged killers who violently take the lives of peaceful citizens want peace. But that exists only in their own minds. Radical Islamist terrorists want peace. They want every other person in the world to believe as they do and to conform to their way of life. And they believe that this would bring them peace. So it's not the desire for peace that sets us apart, but the method by which we pursue it. The selfish pursuit of our own peace without regard for the peace of those around us is not compatible with progress toward a peaceful society. Many believe that control over others will bring the peace they so desire. Our founding fathers did not believe this. They wrote the Constitution and Bill of Rights to assure that we would be free. They wanted to ensure that future Americans would have the right to direct their own lives, the right to protect their own lives, and the right to worship as their consciences dictate. They had seen much tyranny and control in their lives, and they knew that government control would not bring them or the generations to follow the peace that they sought. Those who believe to the contrary or believe that common sense restrictions can be placed on our God-given rights are fooling themselves. Or worse yet, they're trying to fool us for their own benefit. In a world where many infringe upon the rights and others or of others in violent ways, personal or societal peace is elusive. In this society, there are truths that cannot be ignored. There is no peace in attacking innocents who represent a religion you don't agree with. There is no peace in retaliation against individuals who share a vocation with someone else whom you perceive abused their power. There is no peace ever in the death of innocent people. There's no peace for the family of those injured and killed in Dallas. There's no peace for the family of the murderer who carried out this heinous act. There's little peace for the officers who finally stopped the killing that day. The only peace they may have after taking a life is knowing that it was necessary to avoid the murder of many more innocent lives. The good guy with a gun, whether we're civilians or law enforcement or military, we do not use deadly force selfishly. The act of defense that becomes necessary at a critical moment is a defense of freedom, a defense of the innocent, a defense of everybody. And these defenders give up their own peace in order to protect peace in society. The cost is peace for the reward of peace. I don't think very many people take that into account. When you look at a police officer, if that police officer has been involved in a shooting, or if you look at the civilian that's had to use their gun in self-defense, or anything along these lines, a soldier that's been in combat, what you're looking at is a individual who is living with their actions every day of their life. Some do a very good job of it, some maybe not so good, but they all do it. And something like that, once you get into something like that, your life is not the same ever again. Ever again. what used to be consequential to you after something like that happens becomes totally inconsequential. So, yes. If you want to get out there and say it, then everybody out there for, you know, we can make the supposition if we want to that everybody is seeking peace, but it's going to be about the way they pursue that peace. That's going to be the difference. And the problem that accompanies this is that those that keep the peace sacrifice their own. And nobody ever acknowledges that. Instead, the military, armed civilians, law enforcement, we're vilified, we're demonized. We're called all kinds of vile stuff. And by a bunch of people that can't imagine wearing that hat. By a bunch of people that can't imagine defending their own lives. Their life means a lot. Their life means, they think their life is worth more than yours. But they expect somebody else to defend that life for them. Now they're saying at least 77 killed. I expect that number will continue. This may crest 100. This is a terrorist attack. With a lot of people in a barrel. So it's bad. Don't be fooled about what you can and can't do when you listen to these anti-gun people. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating a pulse. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.